Welcome to the Reading for Success podcast, brought to you by the Success League. This podcast focuses on books, articles, and other resources for customer success, provides an overview of each, and gives you an honest assessment of whether or not it's worth your time. Welcome to the podcast. Hi, my name is Kristen Hare, and I'm the host of Reading for Success. I'm also the CEO of the Success League, a boutique customer success consulting and training firm based in San Francisco. In this episode, I'm wrapping up my review of Silos, Politics, and Turf Wars by Patrick Lencioni. Last week, I reviewed the story portion of the book, and this week, I'm reviewing the much shorter theory section. And at the end of the episode, I'll be announcing our next book, so please stick around. So this section of the book is the theory portion, and it starts on page 175, but it really contains the meat of the book. This is where Lencioni describes the model that he outlines throughout the story portion of the book, but in a much easier to use framework with practical ideas, case studies, and tips. So my key takeaways, there are four parts to Lencioni's model: a thematic goal, defining objectives that sit under and support the thematic goal, standard operating objectives, and metrics. And the idea is that the thematic goals are relatively short-term goals that bring a team together without artificially creating a crisis. The other parts of the model support the thematic goal and give the team direction in support of that goal. I like the model because I can see how it could be used in a team as well as in a company. If you're a customer success leader, maybe a VP of customer success or a chief customer officer, you could employ this model across customer success to cut down on infighting, say, between CS and support or between CS and professional services. Lencioni makes a large point in this section about the difference between defining objectives and standard operating objectives. He points out that if you try to use standard operating objectives, those are things like, say, revenue, as a rallying cry, you run the risk of the team ignoring it because it's part of their day-to-day work. So the defining objectives need to be something special. One of my favorite quotes in this section is, quote, "When leaders use standard operating objectives as rallying cries, they create a boy who cried wolf syndrome, provoking cynicism and lethargy among employees who say, here we go again with the increased revenue plea." And I think we've all felt that at different points in our careers. There are some really nice examples on pages 189 through 196 of this section. They cover different types of organizations and challenges and what the thematic goal defining objectives and standard operating objectives might look like for that organization. If you're looking for practical ideas on how you might implement Lencioni's framework, these are your pages. There is also a very nice scorecard example on page 198 of the book. This is a tool to use to lead your executive team meetings, keeping them focused on the areas that need the most attention, rather than giving everything equal airtime regardless of importance. I really like the philosophy behind this. So many meetings are just a waste of time, and this can help leaders stay focused on the items that will have the biggest impact on the organization's success. I realize that if you took my advice last time and got the audio version of the book, you don't have this very nice scorecard. But if you visit tablegroup.com/silos, you can download tools and resources there for free. My only frustration with this book is its lack of data, any kind of study, or other evidence to support the model. Intuitively, of course, the model seems solid, and I know that Lencioni's company works with organizations to drive better performance, so I'm sure there is at least some data behind it. I wish that was shared in the book or even just in an appendix. There are a lot of business books out there, and the ones that get my attention and support are the ones with data to back their theories and models. I just can't get 100% behind this book without it. So is this worth reading? As I mentioned last time, I do think this book could be useful for CS leaders who are struggling in a company with silos and dysfunctional internal relationships between teams. You may take away some ideas on ways to improve your situation. This would also be useful for CS leaders with large teams where silos are starting to build up within the customer success department. You could easily apply this model to your CS organization. I also like the model as a planning framework for going into a new year. That said, if you're a CSM or CS operations professional, I wouldn't spend your time on this book. There isn't enough here to make this worth your time. I'm excited to announce that our next book will be Onboarding Matters by Donna Weber. Donna's book just came out this year, and I'm excited to get her take on customer onboarding. She'll also be joining us for an author interview. And while I'm getting things set up for the book, I'll be sharing an article or two with you. So we'll be kicking off Onboarding Matters on June 30th for a 4-week review. If you're a regular listener, please take a couple of minutes to subscribe, share Reading for Success with other customer success professionals, and rate the podcast. If you have questions or ideas for the podcast, I would love to hear from you. I can be reached at kristen@thesuccessleague.io. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join Reading for Success next time.